Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit loves us. He's here to do his job. We need to do ours and listen to him. We need to hear him out. This is a day we really need to draw near to the Lord and hear what he's got to say. Don't look at your past anymore. Don't look at your failures. Even if you did something crazy yesterday and you wish you didn't, look to the Lord from where comes your help. Because he loves us. I want to say some things that's going to help us out that will show the heart of God. Remember something about the Lord. I heard Lester Summerall say this years ago. And he was a mighty man of God. I heard about him through a guy on the radio, and he came to Word of Life Church in the 80s. And I said, I got to go. I'm going to stop what I'm doing and go listen to this man of God. One thing he said is this, and I'll never forget. He said, God do everything the easy way. I mean, everything God does is easy to receive. That's what he was saying. It's easy to receive, easy to understand, easy to partake of. He made salvation so easy. All you got to do is believe on Jesus. You don't have to go get the best sheep without spot or blemish and wrestle him to the to the temple to get slaughtered. You got to believe on Jesus. And if everybody that believe on Jesus Christ, they get to live forever. God, he made it simple. He said, when things start getting complicated, that's you gotten off the path. The world system is very complicated. Now, when Brother Summerhaus made mention of that, when he said that by the Holy Ghost, he said it by the Holy Spirit, it really alerted me to some things. Every time God speaks to me, it's easy to be entreated. It's not hard. People have the wrong concepts. He said, when things are complicated, that's the devil. The devil is the one that everything Jesus said and did, it made sense. It gave people a chance to have a new life. But the religious system of the day didn't do that. They were complicated from the word go. And the scriptures we're going to look at now shows the heart of God. Now, I've heard people believe the worst things about God. I mean, when a person dies, if you go to funerals in the South, the family's tore up, somebody died and they wasn't but 20-something years old, or they say, we don't know why God took them. As if God go around taking folks off the planet. God don't just go around, I think I'm going to take this one home. Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. The devil's the one that seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. I don't know why people complicate it. And I want to show you some scriptures today. When we follow the ways of God, you can't do nothing but win. It's a winning life. It's a life that works. And but the devil is the one that complicated. Tell lies on God. All he had to do, he started these rumors a long time ago. And somebody thought it was true, and they preached it, and then they preached it to somebody, and then it just keeps on going. And then the new preacher or the new Christian, they see the older ones do it, and they do what they did, not regarding the word of God like they should have. Now, let's focus on the heart of God. This is what Jesus came to do. When it comes to finances, you know, people think God wants them to be poor. He's the one who said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Everything of God multiplies. He makes planets and people. He make all them stars up there that you can't count in your lifetime. He go around doing good. He multiplies things. And he's still making planets and people. If you go to hell, you're going to miss out on what he's been doing. And what he does is good. But if you go to heaven, you're going to learn what he's been doing all along. Verse 5. Let's look at Luke chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him, or asked him, that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. All right. Now, when he had left speaking, look at the setting. He's in the ship. The people are on the land. And his voice would amplify because the land was situated like an amphitheater. All right, verse 4. And when he left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, this I read this to show you the heart of God. If you do something for the Lord, he's going to bless you. This is why when you give to your, when you go to church and you pay tithes and offerings, because you love your pastor, you love what he stands for, you love what the church is doing, you want the church to continue to proceed and exist in the life of God. So you do your part. You pay tithes and offerings, and you seek to be a blessing. And when they ask you to do something, you do it with joy. Now, what God's going to do something for you. See, somebody made a song, you can't beat God giving, and you can't. Now, in the days when I went to Refuge Temple, me and three or four other guys, we would get together every Friday night and clean up the church. And after we get through, we'd go get something to eat, go bowling or something like that. And this is why we did it. We wanted to do something for the Lord. You know, just like Peter, he let Jesus use his boat, his ship. Now watch what happens, though. Now, when he left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drop. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, Jesus told him to let down the nets, with an S on it. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and break the net. And their net break, or began to break, one translation said. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. God wants to do good to you, not evil. All right, now let's look at verse 8. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knee. He fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, Depart from me. I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Fear not, from this point on, thou shalt catch men. You see the heart of God. He didn't just want to bless them. He blessed them, and he also wanted to prepare them to help others. That's the heart of God. So don't despise people that become wealthy the right way. God has many people. See, the message of faith and the message of love has caused so many people to become very wealthy. Not just millionaires, but there are many billionaires that exist because they heard the prophet speak the words of God. Kenneth Hagin's taught faith, Kenneth Copeland. And they didn't just lavish themselves. They're on TV every day, all day. They're on a mission. See, the anointing attracts what they need. And many people are alive all over the world in other countries because they obey the Lord. So many people have become wealthy. And somebody say, well, I didn't get nothing. Well, If you give in faith, you're going to get something. God is going to make sure that you're blessed. But this is not just to make a person financially stable or wealthy. This is life. If you partake of the life of God, you're washed in the blood. You go about doing good. You go about being a blessing to people. You don't go around stirring up trouble everywhere you go. Fault finding. It don't take, you don't, you know, that's not, anybody that do that, they're out of God's will. But when you do it right, and when you serve the Lord, he will always honor those who do things for the right reasons. And some people do become very wealthy. But see, if some rapper or rock star or movie star get rich, nobody cares about that. And sometimes they get rich the wrong way because their message is full of mischief. But when you do things the right way, you live a life God can bless. God thinks of everything. And see, he prepares people that love him and trust him. And do we, you see, when we do whatever he say do, we're in the bubble of faith. And God will get involved with our life. Now, let's look at Jesus. That's who I'm going to focus on. Because Jesus came to represent the heart of God's will. The one who made all them stars that you can't count. He's still making planets and people, and you can't count all them stars. And he ain't going to stop, and you can't stop him. Because he go about doing good. And he love us, and we were running from Jesus the wrong way. We were running from him, and he died for us. And then he don't give up on us. He raised up people to get our attention. He raised up some of the most unusual preachers that once ran from them, from God themselves. And when he saved us and get us on track, then we go about doing good. And we wish we had done this all along. You know, I don't like the days when I was a wild child. I love God, and I'm going to continue to love God. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything is free, but it ain't cheap. And the things that God give can bless you. See, if you take time to learn of him, he will give you all the ideas you need. When God give prosperity, and people say, well, I don't want prosperity. Yes, you do. You go to work every day. We need it. When God makes people wealthy, he give them ideas, and they act on it by their faith. And when you learn the word and how heaven works, then you can come up for a change. You can start doing better and better. But see, this is how the kingdom of God works. It's opposite to Satan's world. If you have a job, some people say, well, I trust God. I ain't got to work. They missed the point. Everybody say that. They thoroughly missed the point. But if you have a job, work as unto God on your job. Don't go around stirring up trouble, complaining all day about how somebody else got it better than you. Or they give them a raise and won't give you one. That's going to happen. But work as unto God. Now, everybody that have ears to hear what I'm saying. Work as unto God. And God will open doors for you. Sometimes on that job, sometimes on another one, sometimes he's preparing you for your own business. But I learned the principles of business at the grocery store. They set a high standard. I wasn't the best businessman, but I learned a lot of principles when I worked at Food Giant and Huffman because they had managers that managed, and I learned how to be professional with those managers at Food Giant. We had good managers. The store was always clean. The shelves were always stocked, and they managed the store. I learned management the 4 years I worked there. And it did me a lot of good. It caused me to desire to be professional in my own business. My biggest problem was I didn't charge enough money. And the Lord helped me through those days. See, when you go about doing good for the right reason, God will compensate you. I didn't go broke. In 1 year, I restored a pickup truck, painted it, put a compressor on it, bought clothes, bought uniforms for my business. I didn't, you know, it wasn't easy, but I did it. But I should have done a lot better. And as I learned better, I did better. But professionalism, I learned from the good bosses I had, not only at the grocery store, but other places as well. You can learn something if you live with your eyes open. You may not always get the top pay, but if you learn to see what God is showing you, you can learn, you can get something better than money, and then you'll become able to have your own business. When you do the principles of Jesus, it's a prospering way. But if you, it's not magic. It's not like you do this and everything just laid out for you. No. Day by day, live the life of God, and it works. Miracles happen. This is, I just read you a miracle. They let Jesus use the boat. He gave them enough fish that they probably wouldn't have caught in 2 months. Now imagine that. You get 2 or 3 months salary in one day. That can happen with God. And I can tell you other testimonies that things that he did in my life. So, but don't focus on that and don't try to figure out how God going to do it. He love you. He got you. You just pay attention to him. If you can do that, you can go forward. Now let's continue. All right. So verse 11, and when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. They had the money. They sold the fish. Now I'm following Jesus. I'm going to do whatever he say. Now, when you get to that point, now God can, you'll see God move in your life. And if you listen to the testimonies of great men and women of God, they started out with nothing, virtually nothing. And then they, next thing you know, they got a Bible college going. They on TV every day, all day, every day, all day. How does this happen, folks? See, you take care of God's business. He'll take care of you. You don't have to go out and sham, folks. And see, there are times I want to give money and just don't have it. I want to give. I want to be a blessing too. And then I can, you know. And so when you're just starting out, just learning the principles, I made my stuff free so that people can get in on it. Now, all you have to do to read the books that I wrote is go on my website and with your phone right now and click it, and it'll come on your phone. It'll be on your phone, and it will stay on your phone until you delete it. If you lose your coverage, it'll still be on your phone or laptop, and you can read it whenever you want to, along with all the audio files. See, these things are holy. God gave me those thoughts, and the Lord helped me to cover different aspects, and it's his wisdom, not Thurston's, but it's free. Now anybody to go to my website, you might not know where to start. There's so many audio files, but that's the Lord using me under the anointing. Now, so they followed him. Verse 12, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, besought him, saying, Lord, if thou would, thou can make me clean. You can make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. That's the will of God for you. So Jesus died for us. It says in Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we are healed. By the wounds that he took when they beat him. See, God, cold religion and cold politics came together against Jesus. And they beat Jesus. And Jesus let them do it so that we can be healed. The devil didn't know what Jesus was up to. And they did everything according to what Isaiah prophesied. So anybody that's ill, sick, feeling bad, all they got to do is believe Jesus. And if you're just starting out and you're not skilled in using your faith yet, Lord, it's not over yet. You can still get healed. Go to the elders of the church and they'll pray for you and you will get healed. The elders are those who walk with the Lord and have a relationship with him. It's not somebody with a title all the time. Sometimes people in churches, people that were faithful, they title them an elder. You don't have to be a preacher to be an elder. You have to be a person who prays and believes God as a way of life. Hopefully, it's the pastor or the pastor's wife that loves God, or anybody that loves God and have a relationship with him. You go to them in faith, and when you go for them to pray, expect to be healed. Get down to business with God, have faith in him, and don't doubt in your heart, and he will get down to business with you. Kenneth Copeland had a cancer on his hand. He went to the doctor. The doctor told him what it was, prepared a treatment for him. Then he went to the pastor. And he has a healing ministry, but he did what the word said. He went to the pastor, and the pastor prayed for him. He was healed. He went back to the doctor. The doctor confirmed it was healed. One day, my right foot was hurting. My heel was hurting. So, my pastor, he has a healing anointing that works with the word of knowledge. He said, anybody got a problem with their feet? So, I went up there, and he said, stretch out your foot. And I stretched out my foot, and he prayed for it. I went walking at the track with my wife and daughter, and my right foot felt better than the other one. And I said, I should have let him pray for both of them. You know, the pain was greater in one than the other, so the one he prayed for felt much better than the other. And then the other one, you know, it got better too. Do the word of God. But you're not going to see faith begins. Your faith begins where the will of God is known. You're going to have to take time and get to know what the Lord said. And then you can act on it and you can go forward and not backwards. See, Jesus said, he didn't say, well, it's not God's will to heal you today. No. I'm going to quote what Jesus said. It came to pass when, Jesus said, he put forth his hand and touched him and saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. If you love God, and if you are a minister or just a Christian that want to go about doing good, ask God to heal people when you pray for them. Make yourself available for God. If God put it on your heart to pray for people, go pray for them. If somebody asks you to pray, pray in faith and expect the miracles. And don't be moved by what you see or don't see. Sometimes God heals from that hour. Sometimes he heals immediately. And when he do heal immediately, don't be surprised, because that's your heritage. Don't be lifted up in pride. When my daughter was born, she had a hole in her heart. My youngest daughter, Olivia. And she was premature. And the doctor said, well, we can't operate till she gained 4 pounds. He told me that the hole was too big. He showed it to me on the sonogram. This hole is too big. We're going to have to, when she gets 4 pounds, she weighed 2 pounds and pound and 7 ounces when she was born. He said, when she gets 4 pounds, then we can operate and close the hole. He said, this hole's too big. And it's not going to close on its own. I said, okay, I'm just listening to him. And so when I told him, my wife didn't notice. She wasn't in the room when he came and checked on the sonogram. I saw the sonogram. I saw a little bitty heart, and I saw a hole the size of it was the size of a dot, but it was, and this man knew what he was talking about. So when we went home, and I told my wife about the hole, and they were going to have to operate, she started crying, of course. I said, look, we're going to pray. And I said, this is not one of them times God might heal. He going to heal. He going to close the hole. All right. And I said, let's pray. And I said, Lord, did the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy? He did this. Not you. I want you to close the hole. And because the enemy started this fight, let's finish. I want you, this is how I pray. I said, I want you not only to close the hole, but make her athletic. Because sometimes people have that condition. They're never strong in their life. They have a problem, a lingering problem, because their heart's not right. And then they don't live as long. Now, I didn't know all the, I just know what I heard, you know. I said, no, Lord, close this hole. And we believed him for it and didn't doubt. And I said, and make her athletic. Well, it happened. We went back to the same doctor. He looked at it. He said, the hole closed up. There's no need to operate. And there's no need to make another appointment to check it out again. Same doctor.